This morning we're going to be thinking about the Bible. Now, some people think of the Bible as one book, but really it's a collection of many books. Does anyone know how many books there are in the Bible? I wouldn't necessarily expect you to know, Marion. You are right, it's 66, yes. Yeah, there's 39 books in the Old Testament, and there's 27 in the New Testament. And so the Bible really is a collection or a volume of many books. And the Bible contains a lot of different forms of writing. There is historical narrative, there's also laws, there's moral teaching, there's songs, there's proverbs, there's stories with a meaning, there's parables, and there's other different forms of writing in it. Now, the main purpose of the Bible is to tell us about God and his dealings with the world and his people. And so the Bible tells us about God's power, his will, and his love. And it reveals God to us, especially through Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us that God wants us to worship him, to trust him, to obey him, and to love him. And so it's helpful for us to read the Bible, and not only to read it, but also to understand it. And various organisations produce daily Bible reading notes, giving a passage of the Bible to read each day and a brief thought or commentary on that passage. I've brought two with me. There's the Salvation Army's Words of Life and the Scripture Union Daily Bread. Now, Scripture Union also do daily Bible reading notes for children as well as adults. If anyone wants to know any further information about these two, please do come and see me. At present, I'm using Words of Life, and in the past, I've used Daily Bread. But I would commend to you using some Bible, daily Bible reading notes.